Can I just say something very reverently? If you don't want to be touched by the Holy Spirit, don't go out for prayer. Don't go in there. Don't let anybody pray for you, because let me tell you, God is in the business of touching lives. Oh. And they expect me to be normal and get up and speak and pray for me. Pastor. Right. I've never been normal. I don't pretend to be normal. There's certain people in this church, I know you won't believe it, say, I'm queer. They say, you know, what does it say in the Bible? There were a peculiar people. A few people have said, I'm peculiar. Can you believe that? You come to a church and they tell you, you're peculiar. Well, I say, thank you very much. It says it in the Bible. So you've got me this morning. I just think Zimbabwe's got me to come. And our Megan, bless her.
Yeah.
I'd just like to read to you to start off with Psalm 136, just part of it. And this is out at Message Bible, in case you're looking at your Bibles and think, why ain't Christine got the same as me? Thank God. He deserves your thanks. His love never quits. Thank the God of all gods. His love never quits. Thank the Lord of all lords. His love never quits. Thank the miracle-working God. His love never quits. Over to verse 23. God remembered us when we were down. His love never quits. Rescued us from the trampling boot. His love never quits. Takes care of everyone in time of need. His love never quits. Thank God who did it all. Because his love never quits. Now I've put my glasses on and I can't see. I know, you tell you I'm strange. So good morning, all of you. It really is a privilege to be stood here and telling you what Jesus has done. But a lot of you know that. But his love never quits. That's why each and every one of you, and I'm here today. He did it all at Calvary for you and me. There are so many verses of scripture how God intervened. In Acts 19, it says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. In Jeremiah 32, verse 27, it says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Matthew 19, verse 26 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. In Ephesians, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. That's why I've said about the Holy Spirit, yeah? He's at work within us. Last week, Peter talked about the Holy Spirit and come and do what only he can do. You know, I'm the bane of Peter's life because when he sees me, he prays. You know, as soon as he's my cousin, he don't like anybody to know. But is my cousin, so I'm telling everybody this morning, you can't get away with it. There's lots of my other family here who I often refer to, Paul. But they don't, you know. I'm not name dropping, I'm just telling you, yeah. So, yes, pour out your spirit afresh. Is God still a miracle worker?
Yes.
Can you testify to that? Well, that's good then. I might as well sit down now then. And you can get up and speak. In Zimbabwe, we sing a song. Those who know me know I can't shut up or stand still. Tinaim wari we shishami so. Tinaim wari we shishami so. Tinaim wari we minana. Tinaim wari we shishami so. Now, we're not going to sing it yet. Remember that. Remember that. It's about, because we're going to sing it at the end, okay? And I want you sedate English people to get up, and even if you just move your hands, please move somewhere. Right, okay. Sorry, Pastor, am I allowed to say that? Oh, okay. I got the permission of the pastor, so that's all right, okay. It means, we've got a miracle-working God. We've got a miracle-working God. We've got a wonder. We've got a miracle. We've got a miracle-working God. So I'm going to let you get excited soon, okay? I've seen one person that's excited, so that'll do for me, love, okay? Right, okay. Wow. Is God still a miracle worker? You've told me a big yes. God still does miracles today. We just need to open our eyes to the wonder of creation. Pastor talked about that. I've got a friend. He's a pre-Christian. He doesn't know it yet, but I do. But since doing the course recently, I've been able to speak to him and ask him relevant questions. He's opened my eyes even more to the wonder of God's creation. He knows about stars, about flowers, about everything. Once he starts talking, it's so exciting. And it makes you think, Jesus, you're amazing. You brought all this into being and you created it. Now, I know we used to have a teacher at school that said we came from monkeys. And I've got to be honest, when you look at her, you'd probably believe it. But when you look at me, of course you wouldn't believe it. Sorry. Right, okay. We need to unblock our ears to hear the wonderful testimonies of believers about God's healing. We need to leap for joy that our sins are forgiven. Does that still excite you? Because, yes. You know, don't just think, well, I got saved 20 years ago or longer. Don't forget what you were like before. I'm constantly reminded, I'll tell you. People who I meet downtown in Rotherham, so I'm glad I'm at Sheffield, say, aren't you one that smacked me years since? Me? Yes. Right, okay. So the good news for others to hear, how will they know if we don't tell them? You haven't got to go shouting at people. You can love on people. Love changes things, let me tell you, so very much. Wow. And remember, we are God's hands and feet. We are the church. We often forget that. I've been busy talking to my friends lately when I've met them. I go out with a group that I used to go to school with. They're all older than me, of course. But, you know, and they're not as loud as me. I know you can't believe that either, can you? No. Right, okay. So I'm always telling them, they're always on about church, church. And I said, but that's the building. Because they said, but your church that you go to now don't look like a church. And I said, but do I look like the church? That's the most important. And you know, it's opened up since this evangelism training so many things. Let me tell you, if you have a chance to go on that evangelism training, go on it next time. Not as though I'm shy and quiet and retiring. I'm a Paul, but I had to learn such a lot on that, I'll tell you. You're supposed to say yes, Auntie Christine. I am your auntie, remember that. I thank God for people like John and Rosemary Beyer who pray for us all. Oh, wow. Do you know God has not finished with us older ones yet. I firmly believe that. I'm nearly 72. You don't look it, Christine. No, thank you. Okay. But I'm still a recital teenager, as most people see. Yeah. Pastor has to try and keep me down, don't you? Yeah. He gives me Valium now every week when I come in. So if you see him talking to me, that's what he's doing. And this drink, he pretends it's for him, but it's to give to me to swallow it quick. Right, okay, right, okay. Oh, right. You're certainly right there. So he's still got a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. It doesn't matter how old we are. It can still use every one of you. I don't want to be a miserable old Christian that our Peter mentioned last week. And I've had to put things into place to stop that happening. Not as though I'm normally miserable, but I've had to put certain things. Jeremiah says, 29 verse 11, which I was privileged to set up orphanages in Zimbabwe on this. For I know the plans I have for you, Christine. Plans to prosper you, Christine, and give you a hope and a future. Let me go back a bit. Galatians 6:2 says, tells us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Praying for one another is so very powerful. Taking another's hand and praying for them is a powerful blessing you can give another person. Let me go back again. I saw so many miracles in Zimbabwe. I wanted to know why I wasn't seeing them here. I had people having their hands chopped, arms chopped off, and I'm praying for them and arms growing. I saw so many things that I began to expect it. But then I came back to England. Was I not expecting it? I don't know. But I wasn't seeing the things that I was seeing over there. And I kept pondering it in my mind. So let me go back 4 years. God kept putting in my heart to come to Rock Christian Centre. I know you may have prayed against it, but, you know, it were God, yeah. I let other people sway me, and I didn't come. But God kept speaking to me. And it wasn't because I didn't enjoy the church I was in. I was disobedient, because he spoke to so many times. And I just thought, well, I need to go to that local church there. I mustn't, you know, come right up here. Things happened and I ended up a broken person. You may say, as others have, but you were a missionary. You should have been prepared for the attacks of the enemy. But obviously, I wasn't. Are you? Are you? Because sometimes they can hit you with a sledgehammer. And I felt like I'd been hit with a sledgehammer. Somebody in this room, in the most loving way, said to me, once they was talking me through this, one day you'll look back and you'll be pleased all this happened. I am. <laughs> 18 months ago, my family lovingly brought me to Rock Christian Centre. I can't tell you how petrified I was. I didn't want anybody to ask me anything. I didn't want to explain anything to people. But do you know what happened? People just loved on me. They loved and loved and loved on me. They prayed for me. Wow. They spoke words of affirmation. Pam's just put something on Facebook about watch your words. People spoke words are so important. People just kept coming up. And the other thing they kept saying to me, they expected me. So many people expected me to be here and to be coming here. Why did everybody else know I should have been here and not me? Some of you wish I hadn't now, but never mind, okay. So as I say, you were and still are God's hands and feet. You're still doing it now. There's somebody here today, and do you know, I've tried to get away from, this is not what I wanted to speak about, but God kept coming back to me, this, because he knows what somebody here needs today, and I don't, but he does. So if this is speaking to somebody, yeah, it, as though they, as I said, people expected me to be here. It wasn't just one. It's been several over the months. God had allowed me to go through to get my attention. I can be a stubborn mule. And, you know, and I expect some more of you can. And don't always listen to other people. Listen what God's speaking to you about. There may be some changes you've got to make. And I'm not talking about going to another church or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. You'll know. But that's what I needed to do. And you'll see why in a minute. Again, he knew the plans he had for me. I didn't. And, wow, I had to do my part in God's plan. That was forgiveness, which, let me tell you, I didn't find easy, and I did not want to forgive. I'm only being honest with you. I didn't, even though what God's word says. But I did it through loving people here who gently led me through the way. Listen to your leaders. They're put there for a reason. They're not just here. You know, God has placed them here. People encourage me. Let me just tell you, studies have found that the act of forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your health, lowering the risk of heart attack, and that's what I was heading for, improving cholesterol. I'd got high cholesterol, wasn't sleeping, it reduces pain, I was riddled with pain, it lowers your blood pressure, my blood pressure was sky high, levels of anxiety, depression and stress. That's what people have studied and find out happens. Yeah? Ain't God wise? Yeah. Look, when he wrote all this time ago. So again, look in your Bible what God says about forgiveness. We're not built to carry all this unforgiveness. Don't matter what it is, please, I encourage you. If you've got something against somebody else, go and put it right. Go and put it right. May not be easy, but pray about it first. But don't let prayer team, because you'll go whappy if they pray for you. Really, sorry, Peter. But, God is at work. And he wants to fill you to overflowing, and he'll give you what you need. And they may not accept it straight away. They may not, but he's at work, and he doesn't stop. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as God forgave you. Forgiveness is the key to unlocking God's miracle power, it says. So again, let me encourage you. Even if it's today, even if it's in this service, if you've got something against, because we're told not to go to the communion table, aren't we? We've got something against us, brother and sister. So my healing began. Got a miracle working God. And did he work? Wow, like only he can. You know, I've had brain tumours, which I didn't know, for 70, how old am I, 72? For that long, yes. something to do with my birthmark. They said, I've got the tumours. I've got one at either side, one there and one in me ear. And they told me that I couldn't fly. Now, everybody knows what I'm like about Zimbabwe. But they said I couldn't fly because they said my brain might explode. Now, that wouldn't have been good for me or anybody sitting next to me, would it? But, you know, well, I had to laugh anyway. But it was going to be very dangerous. Pastor John asked me up because I was going for a scan. And this was a big thing for me because I wanted to go back to Zimbabwe, but there were so many reasons why I couldn't. But then I prayed. I got the results from the scan. We are so pleased to tell you that the tumours had shrunk. Now, they said it's impossible. Well, of course, I laughed at them because I'm not a consultant, but I do know better than them. So don't come up to me. I'm not going to operate on any of you, so don't think like that. I was as high as a kite, like I usually am, yeah, okay. So that was, wow, I can fly. A lot of you know I have lady problems and have to go in hospital usually once a year. And they said that they definitely could not get me in before July, before we went to Zimbabwe. And I rung them up in the morning a few weeks back and said to them, look, please, can you get me? Sorry, there is no way you're going to get in. So I came up here on the Monday to do the cleaning, and they rang me. Christine, aren't you going to Zimbabwe soon? It was somebody else. Aren't you going to Zimbabwe soon? I said, yeah. Well, hadn't we better get you in and sort you out before you go? I said, you what? They said, can you come this afternoon? Now, what you don't realise the significance of that is, they said, and we'll do it you next week, love. So I'm like, now, once you've had anaesthetic, you cannot fly within 6 weeks. They had me in 6 weeks to the day when I was going to fly. And I'm like, oh. Now, I know Trish thinks I'm strange again, which I agree with you, Trish. Because I have the most fabulous time in hospital. I do, honestly. I go, they wait on me, they make me meals, they make me laugh. And guess what? When I'm in theatre, guess what they do? Sorry, you white men. But they always have a Zimbabwean guy to hold my hand. I wake up, I think I'm in heaven. He's holding my hand and singing Tinai Mwari Weshi Shami So, and I'm like, come on, like that. So I'm not saying anything about you English men, but I'm just saying, if that's what heaven's like, come on. sorry, Pastor, I will behave again. Right, okay. Wow. So, at the ladies' meeting, I really wanted to come, and it was 2 days after I'd been in. And let me tell you, I could hardly walk. I'd got a severe infection, and I felt really so bad coming up on the bus. And I came in, and people said to me, as they normally do, you look strange. So I said, thank you. But they meant I looked strange, not well. So two of my lovely African sisters here prayed for me. And before the end of the service, I felt absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. See, I've got a miracle working God. Do you know him?
Yes.
Do you serve him?
Yes.
Do you love him?
Yes.
Well, show him and show other people as well. Right, sorry. Bug spray. Now you're saying, oh, Christine, don't start telling me there's miracles in bug spray. When I'm in Zimbabwe, there's only a certain kind I can use that keeps bugs from me. A couple of weeks ago, I don't know, I can see the people who gave it to me. They're probably here hiding, in case I mention them. Yeah. I was walking out, and now Megan must have been somewhere else. And they came to me. I'd looked all over. I'd been all over to get this particular bug spray and couldn't. What do you think they did? They come up, Christine, I've got this for you and Megan to go. God takes care of the littlest details. I was so excited. I think they thought I'd gone quiet. You know, she gets excited on bug spray. Oh, bless her. But I did. This bug spray was just what I needed. Let me tell you, money. I could not afford to go back to Zimbabwe. Didn't like to say that, but I couldn't. And then so many people in this church. Paul, I thank you. I thank you so much what you did. I thank you all for the auction and everything. You've made a way so I can go back to my Zimbabwe. Wow. Do you know, I am so excited, but then you can always see that. But that, to me, prayed about it so much. In 2 weeks' time, it becomes a reality. And I'll be going home. And just to see my family, my kids over there, who I can love on and kiss and cuddle. Bless their hearts. Don't know what they've got coming, do they? Eh? The other thing, weight loss. Some people have said to me, Chris, you've lost a lot of weight. Are you all right, love? I am. I've done it on purpose. I'm going with our Megan. I need to be fit. We're going to be travelling by combis. We're not going to be able... So, bless her heart, I feel so privileged to be going with her. Her two sisters, Paul brought them. It's 8 years ago, is it? He brought our Lucy and our Katie, and we had the most amazing time. They were amazing, let me tell you. Brought God's love over. And Paul with the children, they were just wonderful. But yeah, I'd got to lose weight. And do you know what? When you get older, lose weight while you're younger. It's a lot harder when you get older. But do you know, I found it quite easy to do it. And I feel so fit. It's unbelievable. Another thing that I've been praying about, and all these miracles, I say it doesn't have to be a massive big thing. But when you've been praying about them, I prayed about working with elderly. That's been my passion for a long time now. And then a few months ago, Pastor in the leadership asked me if I'd take over Rock of Ages. Wow, you don't know. You just see it. Somebody asks you to do something. But when you've been praying about it and God answers your prayer, do you thank him? Hey, it's something only he can do. And then this morning, I know it sounds daft, Paul, but can I just ask you something? Can you all talk between yourself? No. Right, okay. Paul, where did you get these white shoes from? Sarah. Thank you. You don't know, last Thursday, me and my friends went all round Meadow Hall, went in every shop. I could not get any white shoes to fit me. They'd got every other size. I'm a big-footed comedian, you can see that. They hadn't got them. So I've been praying about them. I walked in today and our Paul says, I think these are yours. I said, I've never seen them before. And, hey? Wow. I'm getting my steps in, sorry. I do 10,000 steps a day. So that's why I'm doing this. Yeah. Don't think she's just on go out time. It's, yeah, okay. So many people have had input into going to Zimbabwe for me and Megan and our mission trip to Zimbabwe. I have been so humbled by what a lot of you have done, and I can't mention everybody, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to miss anybody out. People that have come to me with so many bits and pieces, it's been absolutely wonderful. It seems every day I see a miracle. Every day. Don't just look for things. Just think of the everyday things, miracle, and thank God for them, what he's doing. Tell other people. I know you're getting excited about dancing and singing and showing, but you've got to wait a bit longer now. So hold it in for a short while, okay. This weekend, I've just come back from diddle. Have you heard of diddle? I'd never heard of diddle. It's where they have the brass bands from all over the world. And I've been privileged to help with it. Not leading it or playing in it, no. They had me, you know, writing and doing things. It was an amazing sight. It finished while nearly 2 o'clock in the morning. It was absolutely amazing. But, you know, it takes a lot of people. It takes a team. Remember, T-E-A-M, together, each of us can accomplish more for Jesus. Yeah? They did it for the brass bands, but me and Megan are going out, but it's because of you people here that have helped us in so many ways that we're going out, and who knows how God's going to use us to make his name famous. But you're part of that, and please pray for us. We need your prayers. We're going to have an absolutely amazing, awesome time. So what will we be doing in Zim? As I say, I'm so proud to be with our Megan. We're going to do so many things. We're going to be working alongside, and you may wonder what I've got here. I'm not selling them. I'll show you. I might have to walk over there in a minute. We're going to work alongside, and you can see it online or whatever, World Impact Trust. Right, that is Pastor Chris, my able assistant. As if by magic, he's just brought it. I did ask him. I was kept hinting, you know what I mean, why I'm walking. Yeah. So, there, it's a very poor area that we're going to be working in. And just to show you why a lot of people in this church have helped, there's the scarves, the hat and the gloves. Now, am I still on? All right, okay. You can still hear my mouth anyway. So, it's not funny, just because I've got a big mouth. People have knitted these hats, scarves and gloves. We're going at the coldest part of the year over there, June and July. And what we go to, the children, we do their hats, scarves and gloves. And so there's going to be people walking around with these that you've made. And at night time, when they haven't got a pillar, which most of them haven't, they push inside here and they use this as a pillar to sleep on. And it's honestly, it's amazing. I've tried it because I always have to try everything, me. There's people, and even this morning, a very wonderful man has from that brought me some these. We're going to, while I was at Diddle, I was talking to the teachers and telling them all about you there, saying what you'd done, how you'd done the bike ride, how you'd made things. And they were telling me, not how to make one of these, it just that this prompted me this morning to do this, to show us how to make instruments using pipes, lots of simple things. So we're going to be able to do that with the children when we're there, Megan, you are. Right, okay. I've got ladies in the old people's home that we've been sending wool, and I've been sending parcels on behalf of me and our Megan, things that people have given me for the last few months now. So they'll be over there when we get there. They knit for us and feel such a part of what we're doing over there. Are you a part? Do you just sit here every week and let everybody else, or do you take part and get involved and with passion? Honestly, you feel so much better. It doesn't matter how little it is. Get involved in the life of the church. With people here have given us jewellery, we're going to be able to bless the people. Some have given me scarves, and every Sunday they're encouraged to get dressed up. Now, you ladies know, if you have a scarf and a piece of jewellery, it makes you just feel better, yeah? And so, I say that, at our Megan's college, where is it a college she's at? Or a school? College, yeah. They've given her, I'm just showing you these, for example, plasters, bandages. We're going to be taking them, and Megan's going to be setting some first aid kits up and teaching them first aid, especially out in the rural areas, just to show them very simply what they can do to look after each other. Being given face cloths, etc. When the first orphanage I ever went to, they had one face cloth between all the boys and one between all the girls. So we've got loads of face cloths. A few of the kids have got, what's it called when they have cold feet? Not bunions. Chilblains. A lot of the children that we're going to have got chilblains. Need two pair of shoes, so somebody's give us a load of pair of socks. So we'll be taking them. Glasses. A lot of people can't, but we're working with an optician and we're being given a load of glasses. Tissues. Things like that to bless people. Showing them how to sew so they can repair the clothes instead of letting them go into rack and ruins. We're going to take some electric things over because we'll be going places where there isn't no electric. So that's exciting, I'll tell you. We're going to bless a lot of the workers that we've worked with. People have given me shirts. And this, our lovely bottle tops. People from all over. I can't walk around Rotherham or Sheffield without somebody coming up to me. I've brought your bottle tops. What can I use these for? What can we use them for? For counting in different colours. For learning the little children. You can make toys with these. You can make things to hang outside so they blow in the wind. There's, and then somebody last week from here came to me, Christine, have you thought you can make instruments with these shakers and all things like this? I get ideas from everybody else. And so you can see, and then of course, got loads of ladies in this church who've been knitting teddies for tragedies, right? And I've told every one of them, don't make them up, because if you take more than six and they made up, they say you're starting a business. So I've asked them to flat pack them. So they're all in different stages. I've had these given me this morning. And so we'll take them over, not sewn up like this. So why teddies for tragedies? This works so well. When they're in the hospital at Pararenyetwa, me and Megan will go around and give all the children a lollipop and one of these. Children go in the hospital, and as some of you will know, at Pararenyetwa, it's very, very poor people that normally go in there. Do you come from Harare? Yeah, don't look at me like that. Yeah. Is that what you're scared of? I'm going to pick on you. All right, I'll remember next time. Okay. All right. So these teddies for tragedies. The children in there, you have to pay for them to be in hospital. The parents have to go and work. They don't get money if they don't work. So they have to go and work. So we give these to the children at first. They look at them and, oh. It's usually their only toy that they've got. They kiss them and look at them and love them. And then the parents don't come. So they start pulling them. And then, out of frustration, and then bless the hearts, night time,
They lay on them and go to sleep.
These teddies for tragedies, and a lot of you ladies and gentlemen have been part of this here, the healing process for these wonderful kids. We're going to make some amazing, you know, I've adopted 7 children, but they're all grown up now. Some of them have got married while I've been across here. We have got a miracle working God. I can't thank all of you enough. Very simple message I gave, but I know it's for somebody here today. Take it, act on it, forgive, keep loving. You don't know what your next door neighbour needs, do you? Be honest. You could see me on a Sunday and people, yeah, knew me when I first come, but they didn't know how broken I was. And just come and love me and not ask questions. We don't always have to know everything, but we can pray. We can pray, and I would encourage you, keep on. I have seen, you know, do you realise what a special lot of people you are? Eh? Not everybody's got this, you know, what we've got here. And, of course, I'm not saying to everybody, come to Rock Christian Centre and then you'll never have any problems. No? Well, Pastor laughed anyway. Okay. So I expect that's okay then, yeah. But are you understanding what I'm saying? Love on people. When you see them here, it could be just a hug, just a bit appropriate hugging. I'm into that. And a smile, which costs you nothing but can give them so much. So you're all nodding. Are you falling asleep? Oh, right, okay, because you won't in a minute. Okay, so please pray for me and Megan, because, you know, we're taking God's love over there. And I say, I can't wait to be with Megan. I know we're going to have a lot of fun. But God's love endures forever. We've been singing just some of the most amazing worship songs. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that this morning. Just everything spoke to me when you did it. So are you ready? I'm going to let you practice once first, sitting down. Okay. Trish? All right. I can see Trish. Can you see her? Ready. What size shoes do you take? Oh, sorry. Okay. I know, but you get chance when you're up here, don't you, to have a look. Bless you all. I love you from the bottom of my heart, honestly. Thank you so much. So we're going to sing it first in Shona while you sat down. Okay. You can put a smile on your face because I don't mind that, honestly. Yeah, Peter. Okay. Tonight, Mwari, where she shall me so. Tonight, Mwari, where she shall me.